Bears could be heard growling in the background on Wall Street this past week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average skidded through three straight days of triple-digit losses, culminating in a 191-point drop Friday. The Dow ended the week at 10,087, its lowest level since President Bush's re-election last November. David Weiss is the chief economist at Standard & Poor's. He's on the phone from Dartmouth, Massachusetts. Hi, Mr. Weiss.
Hi.
What do you see as the major factors that contributed to the losses on Wall Street?
Well, I think the major problem is worries about earnings. We're seeing some rather weak numbers reported, particularly from IBM and GM this week. That seems more the problem than even the worries about the economy, although clearly the weaker economic data also contributed.
Well, let me go back to what you said about IBM and its poor earnings, because the NASDAQ also suffered. It dropped below 2,000, but I thought that there were some hopeful signs in technology. So do we have this sagging NASDAQ and then the IBM lower profits indicating a problem in the entire technology sector?
Well, that's always hard to tell because, you know, people tend to identify technology as technology. IBM isn't what it used to be. It doesn't do the same things. They don't have a PC division anymore. So it's not at all clear to me that this is characteristic of the industry, but there are other companies that have been reporting some problems too. There does seem to be a bit of a slowdown in computer sales recently.
You know, the markets have been up and down, and consumer confidence has also been up and down in recent months. Do you have a hope for a sense of stability? Is there any hope for that, or is this kind of erratic performance becoming the norm?
I think we're going to have a lot of erratic performance for a while because, to my mind, the market at this point is not ready to start taking off. I think the market's going to be basically in a trading range for an extended period. And when you have those extended periods of flatness, like we had in the 1970s, you get a lot of bouncing around, but not a lot of trend.
But what about this erratic performance? Does that concern you?
Well, of course, this week has to concern you. Three consecutive triple-digit declines. This is sort of the worst opening I've seen since probably right before the 1987 crash. But on the other hand, it's not unusual. To see these kinds of movements in a flat market is fairly typical. It's just, you know, went through the 90s, the market was trending straight up. And then, of course, we had 3 years of trending down. So it's been a while since we've had this kind of trendless market.
Are you worried about inflation?
I'm worried a little bit about inflation, but not a lot, especially with oil prices calming down. I think unless oil prices really take off, inflation is a second-level problem.
Do you think oil prices are going to take off? I mean, the price is still above $50 a barrel, and there are projections that the price of a gallon of gas is going to rise above $3 in some markets this summer.
Well, there's always a lot of people, you know, saying things are going through the roof, but I don't see much sign of it. I think we're going to see oil settling around its current level. I think it might even be a little room to drop in the short term. In the longer run, though, you know, we are going to run out of oil at some point. You know, there were only so many dinosaurs, and now that most of us are driving cars bigger than the average dinosaur, we're running through them quickly.
Do you think there's an alarmist sense right now? I mean, you seem pretty calm and comfortable about all that's happening.
Well, remember, I live in Manhattan, so I don't drive a car anyway. But, no, I'm not calm. I think there's a lot of things that can go wrong. But I think most likely this works its way through.
Well, what do you think can go wrong?
Well, obviously, number one is oil. I don't know what's going to happen next in the Middle East. It wouldn't take much of a disruption to send those oil prices up to that $100 level that some people have been talking about.
And what else are you watching?
The trade deficit.
Uh-huh.
I heard about the twin deficits. I think the trade deficit is the one that could hurt us most in the medium term. The problem is that more and more of that's being financed by foreign central banks, not the financial markets. And that makes me nervous because they can change their mind in a hurry. And then you could be back in a position like we were back in the early 80s, where bond yields in the U.S. have to go up in order to attract the money to fund the deficit. And that slows up investment, slows up productivity growth, slows the economy.
So calm, cautious, but a little nervous?
Well, my basic forecast is fairly benign. We think growth is going to slow to sort of a 3 to 3.5% range. Unemployment stabilized around 5%, inflation stabilized around 2.5%. I'll take 10 years like that right now. But obviously I'm scared because there's a lot that can go wrong with that outlook.
David Weiss is the chief economist at Standard & Poor's. Thank you very much.
Thank you.